The Abbott and Costello program, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette that's first in the service. Camel stay fresh because they're packed to go around the world. Listen to the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes. Tonight's guest, Harold Perry, the great Gildersleeve, and starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
What's wrong now?
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, Abbott, terrible thing just happened.
What happened?
I was invited down to the shipyards where they're building a brand new ship, and I got caught between two guys that were throwing hot rivets.
What happened?
What happened? One of those red hot rivets landed in my back pocket.
Yes?
Before I knew it, I was 4 miles out to sea. Under my own steam, too.
How do they save you, Lou? Did they throw you a breeches boy?
No, I came back without any breeches, kid.
No. Well, you made a fool of yourself again.
Yeah, but I burned my bridges behind me.
Oh, talk sense. What were you doing down at the shipyards in the first place?
I forgot to tell you. See, Abbott, my cousin Hugo was a sailor down there. He's in the signal corps.
The signal corps?
Yeah, he keeps signal his mother to get him out.
Oh.
I'm so ashamed of my cousin Hugo.
You are?
I mean, after all, the Costellos have always been very brave people. My great-grandfather was a colonel in the army.
A colonel?
Yeah.
Colonel. You dummy, that word.
Colonel, that's a pretty high rank.
No, not colonel.
It is.
No, you see, that word is pronounced colonel.
Colonel?
Yes, colonel. Where did he fight?
Oh, my uncle. He fought with the original 13 colonelies.
No, Costello, that's colonies.
Oh, you said it was colonelies.
No.
Colonelies. Now, make up your mind.
Look, it's very simple. In military parlance, C-O-L is pronounced cur, as
cur.
In colonel.
Yeah.
Don't you know that?
Oh, no, I never went to college.
Oh.
Let me.
Yes, I know.
I quit school at the age of first.
All right, that's enough.
Well, it ain't all right. After I quit school, I got a job in vertebral.
Hey,
I was a juggler.
A juggler? Look, are you finished?
No, one more.
Why?
Abbott, what? Oh, that's your line.
Yeah. Well, what is it? Now, what's next?
Never mind. That joke sunk. Skip.
Look, will you cut it out? I have something important to tell you. Mrs. Niles called up a few minutes ago, and she wants you to take care of her nephew, little Hector.
Not little Hector. Tell
yes.
It for me, brother. I ain't going to take care of that little brat.
Why?
Not me, brother.
Oh, no. You mean you don't like little Hector?
Oh, I like him.
Well, that's swell.
I'd like to give him a present.
What kind of a present?
Oh, a broken shoulder blade.
Nah. That's no way to talk. What did little Hector ever do to you?
What did he do?
Yes.
Why, the guy, he poured a bottle of ink in my bathtub last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Did you speak to him about it?
No, I only discovered it yesterday.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Here's Ken and Mrs. Niles now. We were expecting you, Ken.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late, Bud. My wife and I just got back from a hunting trip.
Yes, I got a moose head.
Well, put a hat over your antlers and nobody will notice it.
Pay no attention to Costello, Mrs. Niles. He's a little tired. He just came from launching a ship.
He just launched a ship? Oh, that must have been a pretty picture. One tub launching another.
That was wonderful, dear. That was wonderful. What a clever remark. No wonder I go for you.
Oh, and Kenneth, I go for you.
I go for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard from Mr. and Mrs. Gopher.
I love that. Come on now. Cut it out, Costello. Say, Mrs. Niles, where's little Hector?
Oh, he's outside playing. I'll get him.
Yes, Annie Niles. I was looking for Mr. Costello's crazy cat.
Who ever told you I had a crazy cat?
Annie Niles. She said, wait till I get a load of your silly puss.
See why I hate the kid?
Oh, isn't little Hector cute?
Come here, kid. I think you're very cute, too. Come here, do me a favor.
Yeah, what?
Let me pinch your windpipe.
Costello, now.
Well, I mean, hey, Hector, look. Why don't you just walk around the block? And if you're not back in 3 days, that'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, don't mind Hector, Mr. Costello. He's just playful. Why, the other day, he gently kicked me in the face.
Mrs. Niles, I hope he didn't knock any of your teeth out.
How could he? She had them in her back pocket all the time.
Come, Kenneth. We'll be back for Hector tonight.
Oh, Now, listen. Now, look, I'm not going to get stuck with this kid, Hector. Now, look, Hector, come here. Come on home to your mother, will you, kid?
But my mama ain't home. She's downtown buying a gun for my old man.
Buying a gun? Did your father tell her what kind to get?
No. He doesn't even know she's going to shoot him.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this kid is dangerous.
Oh, come. He's only playing.
Playing? Yesterday, he stuck his grandfather's head in the stove and sang, "Smoke gets in your eyes."
Hector, that was a terrible thing to do.
Yeah, it was. It put the fire out.
Little Hector, listen, I know a very good game. I'll tell you what I'd like to have you do. I'll turn on the electric fan, and you stick your hands in it.
No,
that ain't going to hurt much.
No, no, I want to play cowboys and Indians. Look, I brought my BB gun.
Don't point that gun at me, it might go off.
I need a bullet, and not to point it at me.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, man.
What?
He shot me right in the eye.
Are those BBs in your face?
Well, it ain't caviar. Here, kid, give me that thing. I'm going to shoot the rest of these BBs right out the window.
Who shot that gun out of the window?
Who wants to know?
I do. Throckmorton T. Gildersleeve.
Mr. Gildersleeve, those shots, sir, were an accident. Where did he get you?
Between my bay window and the back porch. And furthermore, one of those BBs lodged in my head.
Lodged in your head? I don't believe it. Shake your head once.
All right, I will.
He's right, Abbott. Can you imagine a little BB all alone in that big head?
You got a lot of nerve to talk about my head. The last time I saw a head like yours, it was in a bottle.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Let's settle this thing like gentlemen.
But he ain't going to blame this on me. Now, it was all that little Hector's fault.
You mean this innocent little child here? Why, he has an angelic face. He has a heavenly look.
You got your directions mixed.
Now, look here, Costello. You're not going to blame this on anybody else. I demand satisfaction. Put up your fists and fight like a man.
Okay, Abbott, this guy's asking for it. Give me a piece of chalk.
What are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it? I'm going to throw a line right here on the floor. Right over there. Now, come on, Gildersleeve. I dare you to step over that line.
Very well. I stepped over the line. Now what?
Yeah. Now you're on my side.
Blacked out and loaded with munitions, the commando transport plane rises up over the hump, north and east, over the mountains to China. They've got what it takes, the men who fly the air freighters, and so has their cigarettes, Camels. First with men in all the services, according to actual sales records. Yes, Camel cigarettes are going to our men in China, too. And when they arrive, they're fresh, cool smoking and slow burning, because Camels are packed to go around the world. Freshness is one of the reasons why more people want Camel cigarettes now, both at home and overseas. Freshness and more flavor, too. More flavor, the result of Camel's matchless blend of costlier tobaccos. So remember, if your store is sold out today, try tomorrow. Camel cigarettes are worth asking for again.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes. Camel's tobacco standard is the same for soldier, for civilian, anywhere in the world. And the orchestra dancing in the dark.
that cat in the piano?
I did. My teacher told me to practice Kitten on the Keys.
Now, Abbott, I told you now, I told you to keep that bit quiet. I can't sleep. The noise makes me restless.
Oh, that's just your imagination.
No, it ain't, Abbott! I was so restless that I tossed and tossed until my nose got caught in my ear.
You got your nose caught in your ear? Why,
yeah.
That's terrible.
Sure, I sneezed and almost blew my brains out. Oh, now, who is that? Come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Abbott and Mr. Costello. Is Lippo Hector here? I'm Pommy Pompkins. I live 2 blocks down in the sweep.
You live 2 blocks down the sweep? What kind of talk is this?
Mr. Costello, that's the way Tommy talks. He can't say the letter T. He makes it sound like a poof.
Hey, do that again. It's very cooling.
Look, what did you want with little Hector, Tommy?
I came over here to practice my music with little Hector. See, I brought my trumpet.
Trumpet? You mean trumpet.
That's it. The trumpet.
This guy sounds like a nitwit.
But Tommy is a very good trumpet player.
You said it. Mr. Costello, you're parking for the most prolific trumpet player that ever pooted a pirate trumpet from Timbuktu, Tennessee. Want to hear me play a poon on my trumpet?
No.
Well, how about the clarinet? I play the clarinet, the trombone, and the pooba.
Oh, no, you don't play the pooba. A pooba's what you keep your toothpaste in to brush your peep. Guy's got me talking like
that. Costello, please, don't make fun of Tommy. He comes from a very high-class family. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Then why don't he take it out when he talks?
Oh, come on, Lippo Hector. Let's play a Lippo Poon. Mr. Costello, you want to hear Cole Pauper's Knife and Day?
Knife and Day? Why don't you play Pippo Pruda Pulis?
Oh, that's great. Follow me, Lippo Hector. In tempo, one, two, three.
That's enough, brother. I said that's enough, brother. Will you guys shut up? Cut it out! Break it up!
All right. Look, Hector, why don't you and your friend Tommy go out in the yard and play?
Yeah, here, you can have my football, the one I used when I used to play with Marquette.
You played with the University of Marquette in Wisconsin?
No, with the Fish Marquette in Glendale.
Oh.
Hey, Abbott, look. Come on, kids, now get out. Get the kids out, will you, Abbott? Look, go on out in the backyard and I'll show you how I used to kick the ball. Now, look. I'm going to show you the kick that won the great big game. Here, Hector, you hold the ball. I'll kick it. Abbott, you catch it.
Yeah, but suppose you kick little Hector's head.
Well, you'll have to catch that, too.
Oh.
Okay, kids, get ready. Here we go.
Oh,
who kicked that football through my window?
Hey, it's Gildersleeve. Let's run. Now, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Abbott, that darn clothesline.
Did it get you?
No, I always wear my nose side saddle.
Don't you try to run away, Costello. You kicked that football through my window. It bounced off my high boy and put a nick in the leg of my secretary.
Your secretary?
Yeah. An old Duncan Fife.
Where does she get that stuff?
My secretary's been in my family for 200 years.
Faithful, isn't she?
Oh, keep quiet, Costello. Well, look, Gildersleeve, the whole thing was an accident. Costello was just showing us what a great football player he was in school.
In school?
Mm-hmm.
Costello, who'd you ever play for? Subnormal?
Did you ever have that laugh dry cleaned?
Don't try and evade the issue, Costello. You're talking to the greatest football player who ever went to Princeton.
All right, prove it. Where are your football pants?
Well, that shows how stupid you are, Costello. Footballs don't wear pants.
Say, Gildersleeve, did you ever play in the Princeton-Yale game?
I'll never forget that game, Abbott. I can still picture myself sweeping down the field. I swept over the 50-yard line, over the 40, the 30. I swept past the 20-yard line. As I was sweeping toward the goal line, it happened.
Were you tackled?
No, he broke his broom.
Now, there's only one way to settle this argument. Why don't you challenge each other to a football game?
That's a great idea, Abbott. It's the only thing that'll satisfy my honor. We Gildersleeves are a proud lot.
You're a vacant lot. I think I got the kid going, Pop. He's getting mad.
Costello, we'll meet in 1 hour. If I should not emerge victorious, I shall retire to a mountain fastness, where, as a measure of self-punishment, I shall wedge my neck in the crotch of a tree and allow the woodpeckers to peck on my cranium at regular 5-minute intervals. Yes.
Yeah? Well, listen, Gildersleeve. If I don't win this game, I'm going to retire to the cellar of Tony's Fish Market, where I will tie myself to a pickle barrel and have Tony slap me in the puss with a wet barracuda. Not every 5 minutes, not every 3 minutes, not every 10 seconds, but Sunday.
Monday and always. By special request, Connie Haynes repeats one of the top tunes of the season, Shoo Shoo Baby.
Shoo 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 Baby. Shoo 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 Baby. Don't cry, baby. Your papa's off to seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, live the life of me. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's gotta be rough now, so he can be sweet to you another day. Shoo, 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 baby. Baby, your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, don't sigh. Baby's here waiting for her papa. Don't cry, don't sigh. It seems never will ever stop her. Shoo, 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 my baby. Baby, shoo, 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 my baby, your papa's off to the seven seas.
Now, a flat note sounds like this. And it can be worse than a cigarette. If you want a cigarette that won't go flat, no matter how many you smoke, get Camels. You see, Camel cigarettes do have more flavor, the result of expert blending of costlier tobaccos. If you want to see how more flavor helps Camels hold up pack after pack, just test out a pack or two in your taste and throat, what we call your T-zone. Your taste will tell you that Camel cigarettes do have more flavor, and your throat will give you the last word on Camel's smooth extra mildness. And remember, Camel cigarettes stay fresh, cool smoking and slow burning because they're packed to go around the world.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Camel cigarettes, they're first in the service. They've got what it takes. Gentlemen, this is Ken Niles, your sportscaster, speaking to you direct from Google's parking lot overlooking the city dump. There is a strong wind sweeping across the field at this moment, and most of the crowd is leaving. We are about to give you a word picture of this great football classic between the Gildersleeve Nanny Goats and the Costello Morons. Pardon me, that's Maroons. And now for a last-minute interview, we take you to Lou Costello's dressing room. Take it away, Flash Farrell.
Thank you, Ken Niles. Phew. This is Flash Farrell speaking from the Moron's dressing room.
That's me, folks.
Whew. Mr. Costello, I understand that this game is the result of a personal challenge. Is it true that you don't know the meaning of the word trepidation?
That's right.
And is it true that you don't know the meaning of the word cowardice?
That's right.
You're pretty brave.
No, I'm pretty ignorant.
Take it away, Ken Niles.
Thank you, Flash Farrell. And now for a word from the opposing captain, we switch you to Gildersleeve's dressing room and Red Harbor.
Thank you, Ken Niles. Here we are in the Nanny Goat's dressing room. Gildersleeve looks in great shape. Say, Mr. Gildersleeve, I see you're wearing your old school sweater.
Oh, yes, Princeton University. Yes, sir, I was the biggest PU man on the campus. Phew.
Thank you, Gildersleeve. And now, back to Ken Niles.
Okay, Red Harbor. Both teams are coming on the field now, and we switch to Bud Abbott.
Right, Ken Niles.
Now let's listen to Gildersleeve's nanny goats singing their alma mater.
Mammy, mammy, the nanny goats you'll find will always come from behind for alma mater.
Phew. Phew. And now on the other side of the field, we pick up Lou Costello's band and glee club.
Hip hop, protopole that, protopole that.
Doing here.
Don't bother me now, Mrs. Niles. We're going to play football.
But where is little Hector?
What do you think we're using for a football?
Costello, the game's about to start. Where's your football helmet?
I don't need a helmet.
But how are you going to protect your head?
I'm wearing my hair piled up this season.
Well, folks, the moment is here, and we take you to the midfield stripe where the opposing captains are shaking hands in their usual friendly manner.
Oh, I warn you, Costello, if you try to carry the ball through my line, I'll climb you like a tree.
And a monkey like you can do it.
Costello, remember sportsmanship.
I'm not afraid of him, Abbott. Listen, Costello, I'll hit you on the top of your head so hard I'll drive your head down into your ribs. When you open your eyes, you'll think you're in jail.
No, come here. Come here. That's the referee.
No more patrol wagons.
No, that's the referee.
That's time I had to stand up.
That's the referee.
All right, boys, let's start the game. All right.
Well, the game's about to start. Costello is kicking off to Gildersleeve, and Costello's toe meets the pigskin.
Wait. Gee, that was a great kick, Costello. Gildersleeve's got the ball. Go ahead and tackle him.
Okay, I got it.
Costello, are you double-jointed?
No. Why?
Then I think I broke your leg.
The joke's on you. I always wear my leg in my back pocket. Hey, I don't like the way you tickle, Gildy.
You mean tackle. You don't know your football.
I mean tickle. You don't know your mustache.
Come on, Gilly, let's start the play.
Right. Signals. 1, 2, button my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. Hike!
Costello, Gilly's running around his own end.
He's running around his own end? That's a neat trick if he can do it.
Well, quick, grab him. Come on, grab him.
Ooh, ow!
Referee! Referee!
What is that?
Did you see what happened?
Yes, I did, and I penalized you 15 yards for interference.
Interference? Gildersleeve kicked me right in the push.
I don't believe it. You wouldn't do a thing like that, would you, Gildy?
No, Uncle Ralph.
Uncle Ralph, this is a frame-up.
Look, stop complaining, Costello. It's your turn to carry the ball. Now, let's see you make a touchdown.
Okay, Abbott, watch me. Signals, 1, 2. What comes after 2?
3.
Oh, 3.
I knew you went to subnormal.
Look, I'll call the signals. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say, Costello, what comes after 4?
6.
No, it's 5.
Oh. How do you know?
I got my shoes off. I'm counting on my toes.
Get ready, then. Signals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hike.
Oh, boy. I got the ball, Abbott. 1 tackler down. 2 tacklers. 3 tacklers. I'm going to make a touchdown, Abbott.
No, you won't, Costello. I'm right in back of you. I got you.
Uh-oh. Abbott, we can't lose now.
Why not?
I'm out in the open.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment.
Thanks to the Yanks of the Week. Tonight we salute Lieutenant Layden Lewis of Frankfort, Kentucky, a P-40 pilot with the 14th Air Force in China. Having left his squadron because his Warhawk was crippled, he returned to his base alone, arriving just as Japanese bombers were attacking the base. Racing at the bombers in his damaged plane, he shot one down in flames and caused the rest to jettison their bombs harmlessly. In your honor, Lieutenant Layden Lewis, the makers of Camels are sending to our soldiers overseas 300,000 Camel cigarettes.
of the Camel radio shows honors a Yank of the Week. Send 300,000 Camel cigarettes overseas, a total of more than 1 million Camels sent free each week. In this country, the traveling Camel caravans have thanked audiences of more than 3.5 million Yanks with free shows and free Camels. Camel broadcasts go out to the United States 4 times a week, a shortwave to our men overseas and to South America. Listen tomorrow to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore. Saturday to Bob Hawke in Thanks to the Yanks. Monday to Blondie. And next Thursday to Abbott and Costello with their guest, Miss Janet Blair. And another important fact to remember. Do you know that infantile paralysis reached epidemic proportions last year with more than 12,000 victims? Help guard your children's health this year by joining the March of Dimes. Send your dimes and dollars to President Roosevelt at the White House. Abbott and Costello with the final word.
Thanks, Ken. Well, Gilly, it was swell to have you with us tonight. That was a pretty tough football game.
Yes, it was. I think Costello and I better take inventory. Let me see now. I've got 2 arms.
And I got 2 arms.
And I've got 2 legs.
And I got 2 legs. Wait a minute, Gildersleeve. I'll never be able to face my public again.
Why not?
I'm wearing your hat.
Oh, get out of here. Good night, folks.
Good night, folks. Neighbors. Be sure to tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show with our special guest, Miss Janet Blair. Harold Perry, the great Gildersleeve, appeared tonight through the courtesy of the Kraft Cheese Company. And remember, Camel cigarettes are packed to go around the world. Camels stay fresh, cool smoking, and slow burning because they're packed to go around the world. This is Ken Niles wishing you a very pleasant good night from Hollywood.
Pipes smoke Prince Albert than any other tobacco in the whole world. Yes, sir, that's why we say PA's got pipe appeal. You'll say so, too, if you try a big red 2-ounce package of Prince Albert. It holds around 50 rich-tasting, swell-smoking pipefuls, each one no-bite treated to give you cool, tongue-happy smoking comfort. PA's crimp cut, too, and that means easy packing, long burning, and smooth drawing. More pipes smoke Prince Albert. It's the National Joy Smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.